हरे कृष्णा, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। श्रील प्रभुपाद एस्टैब्लिश द कस्टम ऑफ रिसाइटिंग ब्रह्म संहिता टू इनॉगुरेट एनी ऑस्पिशियस प्रोग्राम। व्हाई ब्रह्म संहिता? बिकॉज ब्रह्म संहिता इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट स्क्रिप्चर्स। Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who did not carry anything, he didn't even want anyone to even accompany him to carry his water pot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally copied this Brahma Samhita when he came across that in South India. And he carried these two scriptures, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karanamrita. These two scriptures Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, and it's because of his mercy that we found this Brahma Samhita. And this Brahma Samhita, what is so special about Brahma Samhita? Brahma Samhita is giving the perfect and complete understanding of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can say Brahma Samhita is the summary of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is converging into this one. And when we go through this fifth chapter of Brahma, this is just one chapter of Brahma Samhita actually, fifth chapter. When you go through this Brahma Samhita, we get a perfect understanding, starting from creation, how Brahma received the Gayatri Mantra from Krishna, and how Gayatri Mantra manifested in the heart of Brahma. We sing Dibya Gyan Hride Prakashita, the transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. So by chanting Gayatri, the transcendental knowledge was revealed in the heart of Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaye Muihanti Jatsurayaha. And then, when Brahma received the transcendental knowledge in his heart, what actually happened? Brahma was actually transported to Vrindavan. And this is the description of Brahma's perception of Vrindavan. How is he seeing? Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu, Kalpa Vriksha. He is just seeing the spiritual world. Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu, Kalpa. And then he is seeing Krishna, Venum Kanantam Aravinda Dalayataksham, Alolo Chandrakala Sadbanamalavamsi. And then he is seeing everything and everyone in relation to Krishna. Who is Brahma? Who is Lord Shiva? Who is Durga? Who are these different incarnations? Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. What is the relationship between the incarnations and Krishna? So the perfect understanding, you know, when we, just by understanding Brahma Samhita, we get the perfect understanding of the relationship between this material nature with Krishna. So that's why I will request everyone to please study Brahma Samhita very nicely. Sri Sri Brahma Samhita Ki Jai. Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vritesu surabhira bhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata sambrahma sebhamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami venum kanantam aravinda dalayataksham Barahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakotikamaniya visheshashobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami alolo chandra kalasadvanamallavamsi ratnangadam pranayakeli kalavilasham Shyamam Trivanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashanti Panti Kalayanti Chiranjaganti Ananda Chinmaya Jala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajovanancha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham bhajami Panthastu koti satvatsara sampragamyo Bayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam Sopasti jat prapadasimna vichinta tatte Govindamadi purusham Tamaham bhajami Ekopasaura chaitum jagadanda kotim Jachaktirasti jagadanda chayajadanta Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jadbhava bhavita dhiyo manujastathaiva Samprapya rupa mahimasana jana bhusha Suktair jameva nigama prathitaistu vanti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis Tabhir jayeva nijarupa taya kalabhi Goloko eva nivasatyakhilatma bhuto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena Santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti Yam shyama sundaram achinta gunaswarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishthan Nanavataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumanjo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Maya hi jasya jagadanda satani sute Traigunna tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Satyavalambi parasatya vishuddha satyam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasatma taya manasu Japraninang pratifalan smaratamupetya लीलायितेन भुवनानि जयत्तजश्रम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। यको नाम्नि निजधाम्नि तले च तस्य देवी महेश हरिधाम सुतेषु तेषु ते प्रभावनिचय विहिताश्च जेन गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। सृष्टिस्थितिप्रलयसाधनशक्तिरेका छायेव जस्य भुवनानि बिभर्ति दुर्गा इच्छानुरूपमपि जस्य च चेष्टते सा गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। क्षीरं यथा दधि विकार विशेषयोगात् संजायते न हि ततः पृथगस्ति हेतो या सम्भूतामपि तथा समुपैति कार्यात् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। दीपार्चिरेव हि दशान्तरमभ्युपेत्य दीपायते बिभ्रित हेतु समान धर्मा जस्ताद्रिगेव हि च विष्णुतया विभाति गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। जाकार नर्नव जले भजति स्म योगा निद्रामनन्त जगदण्ड सरोमकूप आधारशक्तिमवलम्ब परांसमूर्तिम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। जस्यैकनिःशितकालमथावलम्ब्य जीवन्ति लोम विलजा जगदण्डनाथा विष्णुर्महान् सह्यजस्य कलाविशेषो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। भाष्वाञ्जथास्म सकलेषु निजेषु तेज स्वीयं कियत् प्रकटयत्तपि तद्वदत्र ब्रह्मा जयेश जगदण्ड विधानकर्ता गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। जत्पादपल्लवजुगं विनिधाय कुम्भ दन्दे प्रणाम समये सगणाधिराज विघ्नन् विहन्तु मलमस्य जगत्त्रयस्य गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। अग्निर्मही गगनमम्बुमरुद्दिशश्च कालस्तथात्ममनसीति जगत्त्रयानि जस्माद्भवन्ति विभवन्ति विशन्तिजं च गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। जच्चक्षुरेश सविता सकलग्रहाणाम् राजा समस्तसुरमूर्तिरशेष तेजा जस्याग्गया भ्रमति सम्भृतकालोचक्रो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। धर्मोऽथ पापनिचय श्रुतयस्तपंसि ब्रह्मादिकीटपतगाबुधयश्च जीवा जद्दत्र मात्र विभव प्रकट प्रभावा गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। जस्तीन्द्रगोपमथवेन्द्रमहोत्सकर्म बन्धानुरूपफलभाजनमातनोति कर्माणि निर्दहति किन्तु च भक्तिभाजान् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। जं क्रोध काम सहज प्रणयादि भीति वात्सल्य मोह गुरु गौरव सेव भावै संचिन्त तन्मा पुरेते गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि श्रीय कांता कांता परम पुरुष कल्पतरुभो द्रुमा भूमिश्चिन्तामणि गणमयि तोयममृतम् कथागानं नाट्यं गमनमपि वंसि प्रियसखी चिदानन्दं ज्योति परमपि तदसाध्यम् अपि च सजत्र क्षीराब्धि श्रवति सुरभिभश्च सुमहान् निमेषार्धाखो वा व्रजति नहि यत्रापि समया भजे श्वेतद्वीपं तमहमिह गोलकम् इति जं विदन्तस्ते सन्त क्षितिविरलचरा कतिपये ईश्वरः परमकृष्ण सच्चिदानन्द विग्रह अनादिरादिर्गोविन्दः सर्वकारणकारणम् श्री श्री ब्रह्म संहिता की जय। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। जयतां सुरतो पंगोर मम मंद मतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्य पदां भोजो राधा मदन मोहनो। दिब्बद वृंदारण्य कल्प द्रुमाध श्रीमद रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्रीमद राधा शील गोविंद देवो पृष्ठली भी सेव्यो मानो स्मरामि। श्रीमन रास रसारंभी वंशी वट तट स्थित कर्षन वेणु सनैर गोपीर गोपीनाथ श्रीयस्तुना। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात दिशतारिणे। श्रुति धर्म प्रभु मेड ए वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट statement from Srila Prabhupada. Everyone is not qualified to receive initiation. In order to qualify, one must become totally free from material desires, the desire to enjoy the material nature. We also consider the 10th offense to maintain material attachments even after hearing so many instructions on this matter. So time and time again this instruction is given that in order to go back to the spiritual world, in order to go back to Godhead, you have to become free from the tendency to enjoy this material nature. That is the main qualification. It may not happen overnight, but as also it has been pointed out, initiation is the beginning. So now you are stepping into a life where you have to gradually become free from your material attachments. And the final test will come at the time of death. The ultimate consideration of your spiritual involvement is how you are going to leave your body. Just recently we saw how Mother Kalangana left her body. Her name actually is Kulangana, but the English way to say it is Kalangana. Kula Angana, the damsel of the dynasty. She is the perfect example of this Gaudiya Vaishnav dynasty. The way she led her life and the way she left her body. That is the ultimate proof. How you lead your life and how you leave your body. So, also Bhakti Prabhupada Maharaj also mentioned another very important thing, leading to the same point actually. Prabhupada is saying that one has to become totally disgusted with this material nature. Actually, in Ramanuja Sampradaya, there is a custom. There are five considerations for initiation. The first one is called tap. Then pondra, marking the body with the tilak, etc. You know what tap means? Tap means suffering. And you know how they do that? They used to do that? I don't know whether that custom is still prevalent, but originally that was the custom. They used to take these markings that you have in your body, they would have that marking in copper plates. And those copper plates will be made red hot. And then the marks were given in the body. And the idea is that you have become so disgusted with this material nature, you have experienced the suffering of this material nature so much, so that this suffering doesn't matter at all. Like when you have higher degree of suffering, then the lower degree of suffering becomes unnoticeable. So that is the criteria for becoming qualified. Of course, we don't take such hard lines in ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada made it very, very easy and very simple for all of us. Srila Prabhupada made it so simple so that anybody can step into ISKCON and aspire for spiritual life. Prabhupada was dealing with the Western devotees who had nothing, Western candidates, Western individuals, you know. And therefore Prabhupada naturally had to be very, very lenient and very compassionate. His main concern was, you come to Krishna consciousness and then the rest will happen. Just step into this process, accept the process and practice the process. The rest will happen. As I said, the ultimate test is going to be at the time of death. You don't have to step, we don't have to be 100% qualified straight away. But wherever you are, keep progressing further and further, so that you can reach the ultimate goal. And Krishna will make the arrangement. If you are sincere, Krishna will make the arrangement. The other day someone was asking me, what if someone is 75% pure? And my answer was that at the time of death, if one is sincere, Krishna will cover those remaining 30%. And make you 100% qualified. Yes, that's how merciful Krishna is. So although the process is very simple, process is very easy, but you have to be sincere. Accept the process with all sincerity. Sometimes we notice that some people are so eager to take initiation, get initiated, but then they disappear. So I was lamenting about that to one of my god brothers. And he told me, actually they come to dump all your karma on you. People have an understanding that at the time of initiation, your guru takes all your karma. And so they think this is an easy way to get rid of your bad karma. Anyway, the spiritual master is prepared to take all the karma. I mean, we have examples of Vasudev Tatta in front of us. He was praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Give all the karma of all the living entities to me and let them go back. And if I have to suffer eternally for hell, I don't mind. So that is the Vaishnava compassion. And that is how we have to accept various responsibilities. When you take the responsibilities, we cannot think of the consequences. We simply think of the responsibility, the duty, what we have to do. And the consequence is, let Krishna decide what he wants. And so, Srila Prabhupada made this arrangement so wonderfully. Initiation involves diksha, the Sanskrit expression diksha, involves receiving mantra. That's why diksha was so important. Diksha was considered to be the beginning because the spiritual life started by chanting or meditating on mantra. So if you didn't get the mantra, you could not practice spiritual life. And mantras were kept as a secret, so much so that the guru would give the mantra in the ears, so that nobody else could hear that. That is how, what a secret it used to be. So that is why it is considered to be initiation, beginning. And the original word in Sanskrit actually doesn't imply beginning. It says giving and becoming free from karmic reactions. It's a combination of two words, di and ksha. Di stands for divva gyanam, transcendental knowledge. And ksha means, the ksha stands for kshiyate. Kshay means to get rid of, reduce to total removal. Diksha. The verse actually says, Divvam jnanam jato daddat kurijat papas sankshayam tashmat diksheti shaprukta deshikoi tattva kovidai. Deshikoi, the learned ones, the knower of the tattva kovidai, the knower of the absolute truth. Those who are the knowers of absolute truth, they have identified this process as diksha, because by receiving divya gyan, kurjat papasya sankshayam, becomes free from sinful reactions. In one hand, one is receiving transcendental knowledge and becoming free from sinful reactions. That's why this process is identified as diksha. Now the consideration is that, yes, in the past, actually before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mantra was kept as a secret. Another person actually made mantra public. You know who that is? Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya's guru, when he was giving him the mantra, told him that keep it a secret. Because this mantra will deliver everybody. Just by chanting the mantra, everybody will become liberated. So what did Ramanujacharya do? He went to the marketplace, climbed up onto a pillar, a high area, and called everybody and said, chant this mantra and become free from material bondage and go back to God. The guru was upset. I told you to keep it a secret, and he went and just distributed it to the marketplace, to everyone. Ramanujacharya said, yes, I know that I committed a great offense. But actually I considered that if everybody can become delivered, and if I have to go to hell, then I would rather go to hell. But let everybody become delivered. So that is the Vaishnava of compassion. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu officially made it public. And not only the mantra. Mantra means Gayatri Mantra. But he made Maha Mantra, which is the greatest of all mantras. There are many Gayatris, but there is only one Maha Mantra, and that is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this Maha Mantra public. Anybody can have access to it and get delivered. Prabhu kahe kohilam ei maha mantra. Prabhu kahe kohilam ei maha mantra. Now I told you about this maha mantra. Iha shabe japogya koriya nirbandha. You all chant this mantra very sincerely, wholeheartedly. Iha hoite sarvasiddhi hoibe tomar. From this you will achieve ultimate perfection or complete perfection. Sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. You will achieve all perfection through chanting this mantra. Sarvokkhon baloithe bidhi nahiyar. You chant the mantra all the time and there is no consideration for rules and regulations for chanting this mantra. This bidhi, the rules and regulations are there about initiation. But Mahaprabhu said, no rules and regulations. Just chant. But with all sincerity. With all sincerity means recognizing the fact that this Mahamantra is non-different from Krishna himself. Abhinnatad nama namina. Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. Abhinna. And this Mahamantra, this chanting of the mantra is manifest through the service. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai. With our senses we won't be able to understand what this mantra is. Krishna Nam is, however, Krishna's name will not become manifest through our intellectual perception. That means with our senses, with our intelligence, we won't be able to understand what this mantra is. They won't manifest. The mantra will not manifest through our senses. Shevan mukhe jubhado swayameva sphulattata. Through rendering devotional service, swayameva, spontaneously, by itself. I won't say by itself, by himself, because name is Krishna himself. Swayameva sphurattada. Through the rendering, through the process, through rendering service, devotional service, sevan mukhehi, jubhado, in the senses like tongue, the name will become manifest spontaneously. The point is, we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and as a result of that, from this sound vibration, from the name, Krishna's form will become manifest. There's no need to imagine anything. All we have to do is sincerely chant. And what is the meaning of the sincere chanting? Prabhupada is saying, hear and chant. Hearing. It's sound. Krishna has manifested himself in the form of sound. Now how do we receive sound? Do we receive sound by touching? Do we receive sound by seeing? How do we receive sound? By hearing. So through hearing, we have to receive Krishna in the form of this Naam Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sevan Mukhehi Jivbhado Swayameva Sphurattada. Krishna will spontaneously, Krishna himself will become manifest. From the chanting, Krishna's name, from the name, Krishna's form will become manifest. And when Krishna's form is there, what happens? Krishna's qualities are already there. From Naam, Roop, then Guna, qualities. Then is Krishna alone? No. Krishna is surrounded by his devotees, Parikar. Krishna's Dham, all will become manifest. So, just by chanting, the entire spiritual world will become manifest along with Krishna. So this is going to be the result of pure chanting. And because Krishna is all attractive, at that time we'll naturally become attracted to Krishna. Or we can say that we cannot help but become attracted to Krishna. And when you become attracted to somebody, then what happens? You fall head over heels. You fall in love. So that's how we fall in love with Krishna. So this is how we can see how Naam is leading to Prem. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Prem. How is he giving Krishna Prem? Of course, he gave his Krishna Prem by his touch. He gave Krishna Prem to his by his darshan. But the main way of his giving the Krishna prem was by giving this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By giving us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us Krishna prem. So please take full shelter of the holy name. Take full shelter of the holy name. Everything is there in the holy name. Everything. As I said, the entire spiritual world is there. Because we hear the statement when Krishna is there, Vrindavan is there. Nityananda Prabhu led Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, misled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, wanted to go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu, knowing well how everybody was feeling in Navadvip, he misled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him to the bank of the Ganges. So Nityananda Prabhu already told the cowherd boys who were taking care of the cow to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that when he would ask, to tell him that this is Vrindavan. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing Ganga, he asked Nityananda Prabhu, "So Nityananda, we came to Vrindavan, this is Jamuna." Nityananda Prabhu said, "Yes, yes." So afterwards, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped into Ganga, thinking that this was Jamuna, but then he saw Advaita Acharya is coming in a boat. He says, "Advaita, how did you come here?" He said, "Yes, Nityananda actually sent us the message." So he realized what actually happened. He was very upset. You lied to me. This is Vrindavan. You lied to me. Nityananda Prabhu's response was, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So I didn't lie. Wherever you are, that's Vrindavan. So this is how wherever the Lord is Vrindavan. Because along with the Lord manifests His qualities. Naam, from Roop, Goon, then Leela, His pastimes, then His associates. And then the whole entire spiritual world, because He is there. Wherever He is, surrounded by His devotees, performing His pastimes, that is Vrindavan. So in this way, the entire spiritual world will become manifest through proper chanting, pure chanting of the holy name. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Namashraya kori jatone tumi thako ho apono kaje. Taking shelter of the holy name, very carefully you remain situated wherever you are, rendering all the responsibilities that you are expected to render. And so it is, this is how by we have been advised that we don't have to change our situation. We can remain wherever we are. But we simply have to take shelter of the holy name and we simply have to render devotional service. Actually, when it came to the definition of devotion, pure devotional service, what was Ramananda Roy's response to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was rejecting all that Ramananda Roy told him. Varnashram Dharma, reject. Karma Yoga, reject. It's all material. Karma tag, sannyas, reject. Jnana yoga, reject. Meaning Jnana yoga means Jnana mishra bhakti, karma mishra bhakti, etc. But then Ramananda Rai quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sthane sthitva shruti gatang tanuvang manobhi. Wherever one is situated, being situated there, with his body, mind and words. Tanu, bang, manobhi. Tanu means body, bang means speech, and man means mind. with body, mind and speech, when one becomes engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is inconquerable, Ajita, becomes conquered. Krishna is inconquerable. Nobody can conquer him. But yes, Krishna becomes conquered by his devotees. That's why Krishna doesn't want to give devotional service. It is said that Krishna gives liberation very easily. He gives liberation very easily, but not devotional service. Because the devotional service makes Krishna obliged to the devotee. Krishna gets sold out. Krishna becomes defeated by the devotee. So this is how exalted, how wonderful pure devotional service is. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this as a special benediction to this age of Kali. And then Prabhupada took that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distributed it all over the world. And as a result of that, we are getting access to this wonderful arrangement. So, please take this process very, very sincerely. And as we pointed out time and time again, it is not just the beginning. I mean, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning. And the beginning means your spiritual life is beginning. Just like when you go to an university and get admitted. Is that the final achievement? Why, before getting the admission, one may consider that's the goal. To get admission in Cambridge. That may be the goal at that time, but once you get admitted in Cambridge, then what? Then the course begins. You have to study. You have to become qualified, and you have to become, then only you can become a master. So through initiation, you are getting admission to the greatest spiritual university. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now, generally, what used to happen is the person who used to admit you to the school, he himself used to teach. But Srila Prabhupada created an international society. Yesterday, Jiva Pavana Prabhu actually made a very nice point. ISKCON is not just an international society. It's an intergalactic spiritual institution. So you can well imagine how vast it is. Big university. So does a big university has only one teacher? The big university has many, many qualified teachers. Now, if you just stick to one teacher, then what happens? You're missing out on the other teacher's teachings. Therefore, recognize that in ISKCON, your guru is not the only person. Your Diksha guru is not the only person. You have so many Shiksha gurus. Now, when you get admission in an university, what is the important thing then? Just the admission or learning? So learning is the most important thing. Diksha is important, but even more important than Diksha is Shiksha. Education, learning. So be open to this wonderful opportunity. Recognize that ISKCON is an international society created by Srila Prabhupada to distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world to every town and village. Now see the magnitude of this institution, so vast. Now if you just create groups in that institution, what will happen? the purpose of the institution will be lost. Therefore, I'm very openly, very frankly telling you, because this is one major problem we are actually facing in ISKCON today. Guru groupism. Don't create groups with your guru in the center. Recognize that this institution is an international institution. Yes, you need to develop your loyalty. It's natural. You have to develop your loyalty. You will develop your loyalty to your spiritual master, but how? Your spiritual master is the humble servant of the founder acharya of the institution. So your loyalty should be to the founder acharya. Anyway, I will also explain why it is so important. Why it is so important that, like you all have done your disciple course, right? In the disciple course, what did you learn? What was the most important thing in the disciple course? You know what is? I don't know whether you have been told, but I'll reiterate it. The purpose and the most emphasis was, the greatest emphasis was your relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Here, the purpose of the disciple course is to remind you, to educate you, to remind you about your relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Then what happens? When you develop your relationship with Srila Prabhupada, automatically you become open to Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Automatically you begin to see that how everyone is giving Prabhupada to you, how everyone is giving Prabhupada's knowledge to you, Prabhupada's teachings to you. Everyone is situating you in the institution of Srila Prabhupada, which is ISKCON. And this creates a safety net. I'll use the expression safety net for your spiritual life. Because those who have been connected to ISKCON for many years, you know, in the past in ISKCON, there had been many great damages done, many great catastrophes due to the fall down of the spiritual masters. When the spiritual master fell down, many, many disciples lost faith in the process, because they thought that their main anchor, their main support in their spiritual life is their spiritual master. And when that was lost, they lost their hope. But mind you, if they were told, I mean later on we recognize that fact, if they were taught that their main shelter is Srila Prabhupada, then even though the Diksha Guru may have fallen down, they wouldn't have lost their spiritual life, because they would have seen that their main shelter is actually Srila Prabhupada. That's why I just consider that to be a safety net. Even if you fall, you are safe. Of course, we hope, we pray to Krishna that no Guru falls down, because it causes such a big damage to the faith of the devotees. A leader should never fall down. That's what Prabhupada said. A guru should never fall down. So, become serious. You are very fortunate to be a part of the UK Jatra, which is one of the most brilliant and most wonderful Jatra in this world. I travel around the world and I see that some special situation of UK, and especially London, and especially Bhaktivedanta Manor. Like, what a wonderful Janmashtami we had here. Every year you all have that. What a wonderful celebration. I'm sure Soho Street also had a wonderful celebration. I was told, Anil was telling me that. So many people were coming in the morning, and he was there, Anil Agarwal was there, so in the evening we met him and he was telling us. So, it's a very wonderful jatra, with so many senior devotees guiding you with such love and care. So please take full advantage of that good fortune that you have. So, and to conclude, I will ask you all, do you all remember what the name is? Holy name is? Who the holy name is? I'll make it clear for you, easier for you to. Who the holy name is? Okay. So holy name is Krishna. But, there's a big but there also. The name doesn't become Krishna if there is offense in chanting it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur pointed out that there is three stages. The name, offenses, clearing, and then pure. When we are chanting offensively, we are not chanting the holy name. We are not chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We are chanting our offenses. So don't chant offenses, chant the holy name. Alright? And therefore we have to guard ourselves against those offenses. What are those offenses? There are 10 offenses. Do you all remember those 10 offenses? How many of you remember those 10 offenses? Please raise your hand. Okay, so maybe to make it clear, how many of you don't remember those 10 offenses? Please raise your hand. Okay, very good. I believe you. So guard yourselves against those 10 offenses. That is, first thing, don't commit offenses to the Vaishnavas. Devotees who have dedicated themselves in serving the Lord and spreading the holy name, don't blaspheme them. Never consider the names of Krishna and the name of demigods are the same. The demigods are Krishna's servants and maidservants. Don't put the master and the servant in the same level. Then take the instructions of your spiritual masters very, very seriously. And never disregard them. So don't disregard the instructions of the spiritual master. Don't blaspheme the Vedic scriptures. Don't disregard the Vedic scriptures. And the scriptures that are pursuing those Vedic scriptures. Never consider the glory of the holy name as imaginary. Don't give any mundane interpretation to the holy name. Don't commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Don't consider that the chanting of the holy name is one of the karmakandic rituals. Karmakanda gives, practicing karmakanda, one actually gets piety, pious activities. Pious activities give material benefit. Don't consider that by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you are going to get some material benefits. Yeah, Krishna will give you all kinds of benefits, but don't make that to be the goal. That if I chant Hare Krishna, my son will get a good job. If I chant Hare Krishna, my daughter will get a good husband. If I chant Hare Krishna, my husband will get cured of his disease. Chanting Hare Krishna simply for the pleasure of Krishna, because Krishna loves to hear the chanting of the holy name. So with that objective you chant. No mundane, no material, no fulfillment of any material desire. And then don't speak about the glory and the wonderful benefit one gets from chanting Hare Krishna to a faithless person. Because he's faithless, he doesn't have faith. So why tell him about the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If he doesn't have any faith, so he'll become even more offensive. So why give him a chance to become more offensive? And the tenth one is to maintain material attachments and not to have complete faith in the holy name. Will you remember? And another very important thing to remember, which hasn't been included in the ten offenses because it was taken for granted. What is that? Don't be inattentive while chanting. Chant the holy name attentively. Attentively means, as I said, hear when you are chanting. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So did everyone do the Achaman? All of you have done the Achaman. Did everyone get the neck bead 3 times around your neck? Is it touching your neck? You know what happens? When this neck bead is there, Tulasi bead is there, the Jamadutas have been told, don't go near that person. So our safest way to keep the Jamadutas away. And one thing is, when you're wearing Kantimala, don't tell a lie. When counting Harima, Kantimala, don't eat non-vegetarian food. Right? When wearing Kantimala, abstain from illicit sex. And wearing Kantimala, don't take intoxications. Alright? So remember the significance of Kantimala? Tulsi Maharani is witnessing it. She is very close to Krishna and she tells Krishna, look. So be careful now that you're wearing Kantimala.